Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcast Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolutionary planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the science of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you'll be enabled to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to Deborah's Healing Kitchen with your host, author, speaker, and Miss Culinary Expert with Dr. Jewel Pookum's E-Cubed Medicine Professional Alliance, Miss Deborah Peak Haynes.
Hello, this is Deborah Peak Haynes, and welcome once again to Deborah's Healing Kitchen. I am so excited because I was able to actually snatch this brilliant sister from all the things that she is doing in the world to come and talk to us today about a very, very important issue that's going on in our country. We are so happy to have Dr. Jewel Pookum once again on Deborah's Healing Kitchen. This is a phenomenal feat I was able to do. Dr. Jewel, I really appreciate you taking the time out to be on the show today so you can share your wisdom, your experience, and your guidance on, you know, what's going on with us right now as it relates to the coronavirus. So, Dr. Jewel, how are you?
Greetings, everyone. I'm honored and pleased to be able to share this with the world, and thank you, Deborah, for being such an incredible person. Mrs. Haynes, it's wonderful, and I am just so grateful and incredible.
Well, we appreciate you so much, and thank you for all of the years of, you know, learning and research and experience that you can bring to our listeners today. So I wanted to start out with a question that I think many of us don't think about until we're in situations where we have to address this issue. But do you mind just kind of giving us a backdrop of our immune system and what immunity means to us?
I'd be more than glad to. Now, I always have to give a little preference here. I've been in the healing arts really all of my life, and formally I've been trained as a microbiologist in research, tissue research, neurophysiology, and neuroarchitecture of the brain. I've been trained as a surgeon. My specialty was gynecology and gynecologic oncology, as well as my advanced degrees in nutrition and also in space and mass placement, which is known as feng shui. So I just share that to say that with all these studies, I was finally able to have these great breakthroughs about how wonderful we are and how this physical body is incredible. So in relationship to what I have learned and what I have observed about the human body, it has a defense system that is incredible. And as a matter of fact, many of the techniques that our immune system uses and its general organization and structure is mimicked by our military systems, by the Pentagon, et cetera. These are systems and structures that are literally mimics, copies of how our innate, naturally, divinely created immune systems work. So make it simple, there's some very important rules and laws that, quote, modern day society has really strayed from that has caused us lots of problems. Naturally, to build the immune system is a direct gift from the mother, being able to be nursed by the mother for at least 3, ideally 6 months, and superiorly up until the age of 3 allows the offspring, the child, to build an incredible, invincible immune system. because of chronic wars and interventions that have happened that does not allow the mother to really have the time to spend with the offspring. We allow the creation of artificial formulas for the children, et cetera, that literally leaped us into a situation where we're now faced with situations known as coronavirus and Legionnaires and AIDS and a lot of other conditions that our body would never have ever given you any indication that you were challenged, but because your original library was not passed down directly from a healthy mother via the breast milk to build your what? Your immune library. Mm-hmm. Our libraries have become very, very deficient and adequate. And so with life continuously morphing and changing, the organisms in our environment change and they morph. We do not have the basic knowledge and chemistry in our body so that the body can change and morph to match and keep under control and nullify the organisms outside of us that are changing with the world, because it was an agreement that we would all grow together. So I just want to say this, that first of all, to make peace with the fact that there are many other organisms living on the planet. Many of them you will never see unless you use a microscope, but that in no way is something that you should be frightened about. You were already prepared to be able to live in coordination and balance with them. This balance has been shifted because we shifted our natural, native, growing, pathways, and so now we are dealing with the challenge. So, simply said, your immune system is a very complex but very adequate system that deals with known to you as well as unknown life forms that are not to live in the body. That's the key.
Wow.
So therefore, they have the right to live, but not in the body. So we've been given this misinformation about, the bacteria are terrible and the funguses are horrendous. No, they were to exist with us, and they would never cause a problem if we had have followed our natural protocols of evolution, building a natural immune system historically from our mother and then just living in the environment. That library would then have evolved on its own so that as new organisms were introduced into our environment, we would have never, ever had a challenge. So we have to look at the fact that we stepped out of order, and so now the coronavirus is giving us an opportunity to decide if we're going to attempt to continue to do so, or will we have to literally deal with the consequences of what this virus can create, which is known as death?
Well, Dr. Jewel, what you said is really profound, and I want to say this. I forgot to say this at the beginning. I just took for granted that we may not have new listeners, but I just want to say this. I was led to you when I was told I would never have a child, and through your teaching and seeing you and you guiding me through, my body responded in the right way once it got the right nutrition and I had the right mindset. So now we have our wonderful Aubyny Jewel, who is 27 years old. I won't tell anyone that I told her age. So, but anyway, I just wanted to remind the listeners about why I am so excited to have you speak about this subject, because you were able to help me at a very pivotal point in my life. But going back to what you were saying about the immune system and the whole defense system, I think many of us really don't understand. We see things, but we don't really know what we're looking at. So that's really profound. So how does the virus or the typical flu fit within what's going on now with the coronavirus?
Oh, all right. Well, let me just give a little order to your language. The coronavirus creates symptoms due to the action that it takes in the body that gives perhaps signs and symptoms to an untrained mind that they may have influenza, but they are not the same. So flu is from a different organism as opposed to coronavirus. But the reactions of these separate viruses in the body, which is a standard reaction that the body will process itself through in an attempt to bring to a cessation further irritation, growth, and development of the foreign organism within the body. But they are caused by two different organisms. So now the coronavirus, influenza, HIV, Legionnaires, SARS, they're all in the same family of viruses. And the viruses are very interesting because we don't consider them living organisms per se, but they do contain information that will directly change the genetic information in every cell of the body and will take that cell over if our immune system doesn't check it. So this is what happens with influenza, SARS, HIV, et cetera. In individuals who have created a quality of blood based on their thinking and their behavior that does not foster the full activation and nourishment of an immune system, of their immune system. Now, I kind of gave you a little summary of the things that I've practiced in my search for being able to heal myself and to execute the gifts that were given to me from our source, from the Creator. And I am right now of this full awareness that the physical body definitely responds to our inability to honor why we created it. And I have to speak in this manner because our bodies are not created haphazardly just because our mother and our father. No, you designed this in alignment with the God of all things because it was an agreement that you would come to the planet and execute your divine gifts and talents. So my body looks different than yours, et cetera, because you have a different purpose. Now, one of the things that will weaken your immune system immensely and very quickly is your unwillingness to keep your divine agreement with your purpose. We have so many people now that all they want to do is go work for the money. Oh, I'm going to go over here and get this job, and, oh, they pay well over here. No, no, no. When you blew your breath into that body, that was your agreement with the God of all things that you would use this body to come forth and give your gifts and talents. And there's so many things that we have allowed to happen in our environment that we call literally our culture that it has misdirected our attention that we think that we can just go off and study anything, and especially for something like money. And what does that do? That puts you in an environment that you really don't like. It puts you in an environment that forces you to use your body inappropriately. It puts you in a body where the joy and the ecstasy of seeing how wonderful you are is never experienced. All of that is necessary to maintain a healthy immune system.
Right.
So one of the things will be revealed to you very shortly. It's not only the alleged aged individuals are more susceptible for this virus, coronavirus, but many other people who know that they only go to a job every day for money are also as susceptible. Because for you to go to a place that you know you don't love, that you know is not exciting to you, that you feel that you have to endure uncomfortable conversations and relationships with people, diminishes your immune function because it puts you in what? Stress. And you're constantly saying, oh, I'm stressed out. I mean, so when you say that, you are letting everyone else in your environment know that your immune system has definitely diminished by at least 40 to 50% of its capabilities. So you're the first one that is going to be susceptible to anything in the environment that would not be in the body, but your immune system is not going to be able to handle it because of the compromise agreement that you've made spiritually. Now, let me just say this, because one of the big things that is missing in conventional medicine is that we're not able to support the individual with their spiritual growth and development. We don't do that. So this is why so many people suffer physically from diseases, because to address the emotional health and the spiritual health of the individual is still something that conventional medicine doesn't venture into with courage, consistency, and structure. So because I want you all to recognize that this is a turning point in your life, this virus is bringing new information for all of us, because we have to evolve now to a whole new level of comprehension to be able to face our present future. We have so many things waiting for us next year, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, and our present environment right now doesn't support us with knowledge and information to embrace the future immediately.
Right.
So our source will bring us information, genetic information, that being exposed to it, it will attach onto our present DNA library, add on to it, so we can really start making tremendous growth and evolution in our thinking, in our behavior. But now, listen to what I'm saying to you. You're going to a job you don't like. You're dealing with people you don't really admire, et cetera. You're bored. Your attitude from the beginning has now altered your natural capabilities of the body. And then with new information being brought to you so that you can evolve to face the wonderful future that's ahead of you, you don't have the tenacity, the stamina, nor the attitude to allow that information to do what it normally would do. Listen to me very carefully, because you won't honor yourself as it is. You know I'm in a place I really don't want to be in. You know I'm over here for the money. You're not aligning yourself with, under all circumstances, saying, I'm going to be my best, I'm going to do what I love, and I know that everything else is going to be taken care of. It is anyway. You don't have to make your air. You don't have to make your water. You don't have to stabilize the stardust under your feet, which you call soil, for you to be able to stand. So if all of that has been taken care of, why do you think that you not doing what you love doing is not going to pay you?
Right.
See, we have to stop recognizing that we bring a lot on ourselves because we don't trust what is already and always been around us to show that you are loved and supported. You know, I could take you off into a whole big scientific thing, Ms. Haynes, about what they're saying about the virus, whatever, but that is not the issue, which is why it's spreading so fast, because we have so many people who are unhappy with their present life. They're not being honest with themselves. They don't understand that it is an honor and a pleasure to be able to communicate with another person, to be able to recognize yourself all over the planet in the form of another person. We shut ourselves down and decide that because this person isn't this height or doesn't have this size shoe or their skin color is different or their hair is whatever, that we don't share and acknowledge that's a reflection of us. That is very damaging to the self-image, and when the self-image is damaged, it's known as depression, your immune system does not work properly. So we're in another state, because they're saying that the treatment here to ensure that this virus doesn't affect so many people is we don't even want you to be in association with another person. That is not how planet Earth works. That is not how life on the planet works, because we've all been created from the beginning to be in association and connected to everything else. Now, in the world of quantum physics, we call this entanglement. We are connected to everything. So these are energy bands. We've been able to see them. These are energy bands that connect us all to everything, to the grass, and to the squirrels and to the trees and to all the other people, et cetera. And when you in your mind decide that you're not going to be able to communicate and let that energy flow, you cut yourself off from the life force, which does what? It even weakens your body more. And they're not telling you this. This is not the proper treatment for this virus. I have to say it. It's not the proper treatment is to do what? Listen to what I've been saying. Make restitution with yourself. Why am I not doing what I love? Why am I not in a place that I love? Why am I not in communication with the people I know I want to communicate with? Because if you're willing to do that, you're going to see tremendous things change in your body, regardless of this virus, because it's everywhere. They've already told you that. But how it's going to affect you is going to be very, very different. Now, they haven't said why is it that it appears to be more virulent in what has been mislabeled as senior citizens. Okay, listen to my language, because individuals who have lived a particular life for a certain amount of years become rigid. They're not as flexible anymore. And what does that mean? That means that they don't change easily when the energies are indicating we should change. And so this rigidity is the problem, that the inability of the body to adjust to new information, to new stimuli, is why they have this reaction that is fatal for them, because they've been so rigid and so stiff for so long, and therefore the immune system has not been allowed to renew itself, to demonstrate its flexibility. The body hasn't been cleansed and detoxed on a regular basis. So with all of these limitations in the body to have to adjust to the new information brought on by this virus, the body cannot compensate. So for all of us who don't think that we're aged, because none of us really are, but that's a different lecture, okay?
Right.
You have to then say, okay, I don't want to have the results of what I'm told can happen from this virus. This is why this is a time for you to stop and really evaluate yourself as to why I'm not changing. Why am I not doing what I love doing? Okay, why do I think that not doing what I love doesn't pay? See, a chance to look at all those rigid, inappropriate perceptions of yourself, because this virus has come to give you the information that that is really not true for you. And if you are willing to change, you will find that new capabilities that you never thought you were capable of experiencing will rise up in you.
Well, then, Dr. Jewel,
yes.
May I ask you this question? Because I think, you know, your view of this and you're explaining this is a very holistic view, which all starts in your mind. And I think that's really important, because one of the things on the list of things we can do that you listed is whenever we need emotional support, to use a product called Rescue Remedy, because it works on the emotional state, which goes back to what you were saying. So can you expound a little bit more on that and our emotional state, which you said goes back to your immune system, because that really impacts your body?
Well, we've had great healers and incredible beings on this planet for as long as humans have existed here. And so, therefore, Dr. Bach recognized that flowers, the beautiful, colorful, wonderful, smelling, you know, just scented flowers treat the emotional body. So he was able to identify 36 flowers specifically that actually changed and elevated the emotional perception that an individual would have about themselves. So some of the flowers that are in his formulas, they resolve the need to be resistant and rigid in our attitudes towards certain areas of our lives. Certain flowers will enhance your capacity to communicate. certain flowers will allow you to be more comfortable with the sensations that you have coming through your body when you're in the presence of other people or certain thoughts, et cetera. You become comfortable with that instead of frightened. There's some flowers that literally will transform fear. So the box flower remedies are 36, and in emergency cases, he combines 6 flowers and put them in a remedy called rescue remedy, so that when a sudden change happens in your life, in your awareness, all you have to do is take the drops. You usually take somewhere between 7 to 10 drops immediately, and then you follow that second dose 10 minutes later, and then you take 2 other doses for that day, or you can take them every 10 minutes until you are able to calm yourself and to recenter and refocus your mind to support the decision that you want to execute to handle a particular circumstance. And these flowers, this remedy, these flowers have been around for a very long period of time. They are available in the natural food store. They come in a spray. They come in liquid. They come in little gel pastilles that they pronounce that as French, that you can dissolve on your tongue. But this will help so many of us to stay away from the fear that your lack of understanding about your immune system, your concern about whether other people are carriers or not, taking the rescue remedy will help you to stay focused on what do you need to do.
Right.
Vitamin C is so important. Fresh citrus fruits, not concentrated juice, fresh citrus juice. Vegetables are very important. Chlorophyll, green leafy vegetables that are high in what, vitamin C, calcium, and zinc is so important at this time to help support your immune system in case you are one of those individuals who have not been comfortable with allowing yourself to express and live your truth, what your real purpose is, what you love doing, et cetera. But age is only a factor because these individuals have been so resistant to changing relative to the indications that have come to them in their life and in their environment.
So to that point, a little down the road on the subject, I remember you were sharing with me that being rigid has a lot to do with even your arteries, hardening of the arteries, and all those things. So the mind controls everything, and we, unfortunately, in this country, separate the mind and the body. So what you're giving us is a very holistic perspective and view and understanding on, you know, how we need to think about, you know, what's going on right now. So in light of that, you had also suggested a black seed oil, and there was a couple other things that you suggested. So I wanted to know, is there anything else you'd like to expound on for the next couple of minutes for anyone that is interested?
Well, I did release a statement for all of my clients and friends and wonderful people like yourself, Mrs. Haynes, so that you could share it with your clientele and the people that you love. So one of the things that is very, very important, and for those of you who really read the scriptures, they talk about a thieves oil. And the thieves oil is a very ancient formula where even at that time, in ancient times, they knew the value of plants and seeds. And so it's a combination of clove oil, lemon oil, cinnamon, eucalyptus, rosemary. And it's put together. It's already formulated now. Things have gotten so modern, okay? All we have to do is just think about how to help ourselves. And the answer is already there. That's how much the God of all things loves us. So it's already ready for you to be able to make these huge leaps that are being asked of us into our future. So thieves oil, spelled T-H-I-E-V-E-S oil. You can put it on your tongue. I use it. It's very good for your teeth, everything. But it totally supports the immune system, nasal, pharyngeal, throat, upper respiratory system very well. And this is where...
Is it good to rub on your nose as well?
Yeah. The coronavirus, I recommend people, instead of wearing those masks, that they take and put the oil on a Kleenex and keep it in a plastic bag. And so when they have to go into areas that are high in population, that they inhale it, they open the bag, inhale it, two or three inhalations, and then go about their business. Then when they are out of the public, they then inhale it again, okay, and they're back at home or in their office or whatever. And then when they leave that space, they inhale it again, because when you're leaving spaces, the current of air shifts, of course, and also that means that there could be different organisms. So you really inhale before you go into a space that may have the virus or anything else. Then you basically arrive at where you want to be. You inhale again because you're going into a different space. Other people have been there. Okay, you adjust. And then when you leave, you also inhale to make sure that if you did inhale something in that space, when you go to the new space, you won't be taking that with you, et cetera. And so and you can just put it in a plastic bag in your purse, you know, fold it up in your pocket or jacket pocket and just have it available to you. But that treats a virus or any other bacterial organism that may be able to get deeper into your respiratory system that would be handled by the chemistry of these oils as opposed to having to just rely on your immune system, the white blood cells, et cetera. Now, again...
Can we make our own? If we had those, essential oils, could we make our own as well, or would you not recommend?
Well, you know, it's an art, okay, and this is a very ancient formula, so I don't know what the proportions are of each one of these oils. And again, it's an investment in yourself. I recommend that this should be something that you should always keep at home. So order it, and then make sure you have enough where you can keep it at home at all times, and definitely share it with other people so they can stock their home, okay? It's very important. So vitamin C, again, I instructed my people to take 2 to 4 grams every day with 12 ounces of water twice daily. Turmeric, okay, this is a wonderful anti-inflammatory plant that's available. Comes in capsule, or you can use it directly as a tea, that you should have a cup in the morning, cup in the evening. Also, too, there's something that a lot of people don't know about, and I love this. It's called usnic acid, U-S-N-I-C, acid. Now, it must be used with wisdom, but you can get it right on Amazon. Comes in a bottle. Try to get the usnic acid that is not in alcohol, okay? And you just put 7 to 10 drops and 3 ounces of water, and you will swirl that around in your mouth, make sure it gets, you know, through your teeth and under your tongue and everything, and then swallow it. Now, why is this so important? This acid dissolves the capsule of viruses.
Wow.
So if you've inhaled it or, you know, breathing through your mouth, et cetera, that kind of thing, it's gotten into your mouth, your oral cavity, your saliva is holding it. You swish your mouth out with this, et cetera, and it will dissolve the capsule where the virus will not be able to get deep into the respiratory system, into the bloodstream, and hold on to the information that it carries. So once the capsule is ruptured, then, again, your immune system can handle it right away, and it's really already disrupted. So the black cumin seed oil works very well. People still don't understand why this black cumin seed oil is so potent. It does so many things. But 1/2 teaspoon a day, and definitely make sure that you are drinking clean water. Now, we're having a problem with our water, and you have to wake up to this, and you've got to take responsibility. It's always ideal that your water come from its natural source. Well, here we are in the city, so, you know, that's not going to happen. But now, what can you do as a substitute? If you're buying bottled water, try to buy it in glass. now. Everybody's tried to move to plastic, but the plastic is giving problems. So if you can buy it in glass, do so. If you have a great filtration system, there's so many out now. Store your water that you have to take with you either in glass or in metal containers where that metal is either lined with glass or lined with stainless steel. Because you're having a problem with so much aluminum also, that definitely is an irritant to the immune system. But most of all, it blocks the transmission of information passing through the brain and the nerves. So so you want to stay away from aluminum. And so many women have learned to cook with aluminum foil. They act like aluminum foil is like, you know, the gift from I don't know where. But it is very hard on the brain. We found this in so many people who have dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. Don't use the aluminum. If you do, you have to line everything with parchment paper so that aluminum doesn't come in contact with the chemistry of what you're going to eat. Okay? Mrs. Haynes, I showed her all these different techniques, so you really should support her, making donations to her website, buying her book, because we want to do a whole video presentation on how you can do this. You can have it right there in your home or right there on your laptop and see the techniques on how to handle these things, because there's still a lot that's not taught in the cooking classroom, unfortunately, that you see on TV.
Right. Well, what do you think about, well, we haven't been given much information other than washing your hands and not, as you were saying, and it's not even natural for us not to be around each other. But do you have any comments before we close on what they are saying we should do as far as the washing of the hands and not being in large crowds? Excuse me, which you kind of touched on earlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely hygiene. I've always been concerned about why the primary schools did not spend the first years of allegedly educating us to learn how to take care of basic areas of the body, how to wash your face, how to be able to clean the nose, how to be able to wash the hands. And in many cities, most people don't really ever get any type of training to learn how to wash the hands unless they're applying for a food handling license. Can you imagine?
Right.
Okay, so most people and the parents are no longer in the home anymore. The wonderful grandparents and things that used to pass this information on are not there because they've been poisoned by the aluminum that they've been cooking with. No one told them any different. So these gaps in our own family lineage of how we passed on very important information to care for ourselves has been interrupted. So definitely hand washing is important. As a surgeon, I don't know how many thousands of times I've had to wash my hands, so that has never been a problem for me. And the type of hand washing I had to do was very thorough with brushes under the nails, whatever else, et cetera. But good sudsy water, I love Castile soap because it lifts up the oils off of the skin, but it doesn't actually damage the skin tissue itself. Is wonderful, and even in the stores now I see that the Castile soap is so rare. But if you can get a hold of the Castile soap, Bonner's, et cetera, Myers has some nice hand soap, Myers cleaners. Now I see that in Walmart and on the shelves in Kroger. Get that for yourself, et cetera. So with something like that on a regular basis, I like that better than the gels that they have for you to clean your hands with, because those gels have so much chemistry in it. And again, the less chemicals, the minimizing the chemicals applied to the body is something that you want to do.
What about the sprays you can get at the health food stores? It's hand sanitizers, but it might be peppermint or lavender.
As opposed to so many other chemicals, yes. I definitely prefer that. And if we have to use a severe commercial chemical, one that I like the best is Lysol. No bleaches, please. The bleaches are very harsh on the reproductive organs. They are known to create uterine problems, prostate problems. So Lysol has that capacity, and it does definitely work on viral coats. It has that right on the can. The Lysol cans say that it definitely works on coronavirus right there. And the key is the coat, okay, the covering of the nucleic acid inside the virus is what's so important. So whether the information inside has mutated is not the issue. If we can destroy the coat, the outer covering that holds the information, that's what's most important. And so this is why Lysol should be the cleanser if you need something much, much stronger for your floors, you're concerned, or your other desktops, et cetera. That works if you're really concerned. But I do like what is available, like the peppermint oils and that kind of thing to use. Yes.
Wonderful,
okay.
Wonderful.
Avoid the sugars. Tell them that they no sugars, artificial sweeteners, the sweet and low, and all those sweeteners. Everybody thought they were being so friendly to themselves by avoiding calories. No, you don't want to do that, because if you do the research on calories, everything has a calorie.
Right.
Okay. A book has so many calories, so are you going to eat the book because it has excess? No. So, again, you definitely want to stay away from all of these artificial sweeteners. Please do that. Definitely no white sugar. Most people don't recognize that sugar is never white. You cannot find a white sweetener in nature. Why?
Right.
Because every sweetener comes with all the minerals, the magnesium, the zinc, the iron, to make sure that the body can process it, to make sure that the pancreas isn't exhausted. So it comes with its own chromium and everything. So when all of that is stripped off, which now means that you just have a raw carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen that is sweet, but nothing accompanies it for the body to handle it, this is why we've gotten into so many problems. So no processed sugar.
But you do love maple syrup, raw honey. Xylitol?
Xylitol is the only natural sweetener that has that white appearance, because it's the serum from the birch tree, and when it is actually dehydrated or dried, lyophilized, it takes on that white appearance. But every other sweetener comes from birch, xylitol. But every other sweetener from maple trees, et cetera, no. It will always have a tint to it because it carries all the vitamins and minerals with it so the body can utilize it correctly.
Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much. A lot of the information that you shared with me, it is on my website for those that are part of my community on the website, and I invite anyone to go to DeborahPeakHaines.com. And Dr. Jewel, could you please share with us your website so people can get in touch with you as well?
Oh, yes. If you would visit www.juis.education, and you spell education out, E-D-U-C-A-T-I-O-N, okay? Don't abbreviate it, E-D-U, it's education. And J-U-I-S is the abbreviation for our university, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. And Jewel is an acronym. I'm just so honored to have such a name. Jewel is an acronym for Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living. Justifiably Enchanted with Enlightened Living. And when
wonderful.
You wonder, when you understand how wonderful you are, of course you're a jewel. Oh, we are a jewel.
Of course
yes.
You're a jewel. Yes. Of course.
Okay. Yes.
Well, wonderful. So please get in touch with Dr. Jewel via her website. And please feel free, and I would love for you to visit mine. You can get a lot of her information on mine as well, and that's www.deborahpeakhaines.com. We appreciate Dr. Jewel taking this time to be on Deborah's Healing Kitchen, and hopefully she will be back with us in the very near future. So, Dr. Jewel, blessings to you and all that you're doing, and blessings to each of you that's listening. We look forward to you coming back and being with us once again in the very, very near future. Have a great day.
Thank you, and remember, keep your agreement, be on purpose, live a purpose-filled life. Thank you.
Amen.
Deborah P. Haynes here each Tuesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com, e4medicine.com, and deborahshealingkitchen.com. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.com. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact Miss Deborah, please send your email to deborahpkane@juis.education. Follow us on Facebook at Deborah's Healing Kitchen. Thank you.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.